after Royce Carmichael had proposed. But acquainted was the operative word. Nikki didn't know Alex well enough to outright ask his cooperation in her last-ditch effort to gain Royce's attention. Although the two men had remained friends since rooming together as college freshmen, they rarely socialized. Nikki knew of Alex, but she could count on the fingers of one hand, minus the thumb, the times she'd actually talked to the guy. Royce had explained the situation once. Between his busy schedule as an associate in her father's dermatology practice and Alex's determination to fast-track his way to tenure with prestigious Pacific University, neither man had the time to nurture a buddy-buddy relationship. Nikki couldn't fathom sharing a similar fate with Karen. At 25, she might be 6 years younger than Royce and his pal, but she knew the value of friendship. She and Karen had been tight since childhood. In fact, Nikki felt closer to Karen than she did to her older sister, her parents' favorite. She puffed out a breath. "You're right. Kidnapping Alex Hart could be considered drastic. But Karen, that's the point." Nikki's nose itched beneath the tight nylon. She scratched